can you tell if someone has run a marathon? Don't worry, they'll tell you.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Well, today I missed getting up at 5 in the morning to go jogging. That makes 33 years in a row. Comedian Reader Rudner said, if morning joggers knew how tempting they looked to morning motorists, they would stay home and do sit-ups. Well, I don't spend much time jogging unless I'm chasing the ice cream truck. A friend started telling me about a marathon he competed in. I said, you mean you did this on purpose? He laughed. Kip Leggett, a Kenyan distance runner, was asked why his country produces so many great runners. He said, it's the road signs. Beware of lions. Oh, that's great. The slowest marathon in history was run by Japan's Shizo Kanakuri. His time? 54 years, 8 months, 6 days, 8 hours, and 32 minutes. Shizo was an elite runner who entered the 1912 Olympics in Stockholm, Sweden, as the favorite. But midway through the race, he disappeared. Nobody knew what happened. 48 years later, a Swedish journalist tracked Shizo to a small town in Japan, where he was enjoying the life of a retired schoolteacher. What happened at the Olympics? Well, Shizo nearly collapsed from heat exhaustion, got a little confused, spotted a garden party, and, being a sociable guy, joined the party before hopping on a boat headed home. In 1967, Sweden invited Shizo back to finish the race. He finally crossed the finish line at 75. He joked later with reporters, it was a long race. Along the way, I got married, had 6 children and 10 grandchildren. The second slowest marathon of all time was run by Bob Wieland. Bob completed the 26.2-mile course in 173 hours and 45 minutes. To his credit, Bob was 57, and he ran the race on his hands. You see, Bob has no legs, thanks to a mortar mine he stepped on during the Vietnam War. While recovering, Bob wrote to his parents, "Dear Mom and Dad, I'm in the hospital. Everything is going to be okay. The people here are taking good care of me. Love, Bob. P.S. I think I lost my legs." Bob decided to make the most of it. And back home, he began lifting weights and competing in powerlifting competitions. 8 years after his accident, he set his first of 4 world records in the bench press. Amazing. I do diddly squats, you know, but not Bob. His best lift is 507 pounds. Next, he decided to tackle a new challenge, running. To run, Bob holds 2 specially designed rubber shoes, plants them on the pavement, swings his torso forward, and repeats. I couldn't cross the street like this, but Bob can. In fact, it took him just 3 years, 8 months, and 6 days to cross the United States, running on his hands, raising money for war vets along the way. It has been counted as one of the greatest athletic achievements of all time. Next, Bob dialed it down and began running marathons. He has served as the strength and conditioning coach for the Green Bay Packers and at 73 continues to travel and speak, inspiring thousands. When you ask how he did it all, he'll smile and say, "By the grace of God." You see, Bob is a devoted follower of Jesus Christ. He reminds us that life's victories aren't always won by the sprinters, but by the plodders. Has life pushed you to the edge of giving up before the race is over? Remember the words of Jesus, "For nothing is impossible with God." Run with perseverance the race God has marked out for you today. With God's help, you can make it. Ask Bob how he can live life like he does. He'll grin, he'll point to God, and he'll say, "Just one step at a time."
Have you heard of our bi-monthly magazine, Truth and Life? It's the perfect blend of humor, biblical insight, and Christian encouragement with articles from Phil Calloway, Dr. John Neufeld, and others. This year, we're adding a Bible study in each issue to help you dive deeper into God's Word. Subscribe today and get the next issue mailed directly to your home. Visit laughagain.ca or call 1-800-663-2425 to subscribe. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.